good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It feels great to be free on a new network here this morning. A lot less commercials we have. That'll be great for you. More time with you, more time with our great guests. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman, if you're just now joining us. Allow me to welcome you to the PowerHour.com radio show. In case you missed it, we do have this new time, 11 a.m. Central, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Time. The Power Hour now is on the Wrench Radio Network. It's fantastic to be here. Great broadcast. Two powerful guests. Dr. Sherry Rogers is on hold. She'll be joining us in just a moment. Charlotte Iserby, the second hour, of course, wrote Deliberate Dumbing Down of America and is just a unbelievable advocate for what's going on in schools, for enlightening us and the educational system in general. So we're just so excited, so delighted. It's rare that we have such two high profile and just very powerful guests. Any questions that you have about scheduling, about the transition, about anything, we always, of course, at the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Our number is 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And, it's good to be with you. If you're just now joining us, this is the first time you're listening, thank you for being here. Dr. Sherry Rogers, she's well known all over the world. She's lectured all over the world. She's a diplomate of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomate of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She's written, numerous books. I mean, five or six of these books are just, you have to have them on your bookshelf if you're concerned about your health. It's just a pleasure, absolute pleasure. Longtime friend of the Power Hour. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Dan, and congratulations on your new location. While we're at it, can people archive radio shows and hear them over, especially if people want to tell their friends that they heard something that would relate to their health?
Absolutely. We'll have all those links, and you can go into our website, thepowerhour.com, go to scheduling or go to guests, or you can just search Dr. Rogers or put in Rogers in the search bar. All your interviews will come up there, and so they can click on them. Then they can take that link and share them, and this information is absolutely essential. This is one of the greatest medical minds, especially general medicine, in the country. As far as I'm concerned, it's an honor to have her here. So, ladies and gentlemen, please take advantage of her while she's here. So, yeah, absolutely, Dr. Rogers.
Anyway, what would you like to talk about today? Because we have everything. We could do anything.
Well, let's start with one of your books. Is the cholesterol? Is your cardiologist killing you? That's one of the books I have of yours. And I think that the number one killer in America is heart disease. I think this idea of a cholesterol myth that is going on within medicine, the cholesterol hoax. Please describe that dynamic, because millions of people are going to their doctor, their blood cholesterol level supposedly is high, and they're put on statin drugs, and that leads to just disastrous results and heart attacks out of the blue and just death. That's all we've seen from the medical industry. Please explain that dynamic, why it is wrong. What's the myth about it?
Okay, well, I guess, first of all, your listeners ought to know that I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, I have the scientific backup or the proof or evidence for it, because we have written 15 books and 30 years of a reference newsletter. So we're very into the established facts, because there's a lot of crookedness in the world of medicine, and especially in reports, for example, right out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. For example, they just have slammed in the last 2 years, 2018 and 2019, they've slammed vitamin D, showing it doesn't help cancer, it doesn't help heart disease, it's kind of worthless to even check it. And what they're forgetting to tell people, maybe they don't know, I don't know if it's total ignorance or total crookedness, I can't figure out. I've been doing medicine for 50 years, and I still can't tell. It may be both. I don't know. Because you can't heal anything, diabetes, osteoporosis, heart disease, depression, recurrent infections, anything without adequate levels of D. And there are many established proof of deficiencies throughout the United States. And in fact, when I do phone consults with our readers in two dozen countries, they will often do a 12-page essay that I recommend that looks at their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organics, etc., to show how they got sick and then what they have to do to get rid of whatever it is they have. And most people do not have a therapeutic level of vitamin D. And the reason I say therapeutic is because the norm on all the labs in the United States, LabCorp, Quest, you name it, any doctor's office lab, is 30 to 100. And now the research shows that you can't cure until you are up to 80 to 100. And so when they did the studies in the Journal of the American Medical Association the last couple of years, they had three studies that I can think of right offhand. They not only used underdosed it in many of them, they only got them up to 40 units, 40 units of vitamin D. They did not get them to a therapeutic level at all. And they were, and in other studies, they were using synthetic forms or poor forms, et cetera. So you just, you have to be very careful when you see these things that are damning nutrients. In fact, they had an article also in JAMA, just, it was either last year or just on the cusp of this year, discussing that people don't need nutrients. Well, that's like, you know, there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And so if you assay those and fix them, then you get rid of whatever the problem is. And they declared that people don't need nutrients. The studies they used were, again, inferior, like this, these vitamin D studies. And they had no evidence that they presented at all of the thousands of papers. I'm kind of a weirdo in that I read 4 hours of molecular biochemistry every day. And so I'm always looking at God's molecular biochemistry. Oh, by the way, happy 2 days after the resurrection celebration, Easter. So I'm always looking for the biochemistry of how the body heals and how it got sick. And we have enormous evidence now, and medicine is totally on the wrong track. In fact, what we often do is we say that if you're stuck, if you can't get well or you don't know what to do, think, T-H-I-N-K, toxins, H, hormones, I, intestines, N, nutrient deficiencies, K, knowledge gaps. That includes just about everything else. And because you will find that what you are doing is promoting your disease, and now you know how to turn it around. These are all outlined, by the way, in 2018-2019 Total Wellness Newsletter, those 2 years, for folks who want to do it. So in terms of the toxins, the first thing we look at, back on your question, Dan, is medications, because one of the first things to destroy the chemistry of the human body are statins to lower cholesterol. They have pleiotropic effects, which means they also can have mild antioxidant effects, but they damage a basic pathway that leads to all of your detoxification chemistry. So you eventually have to get worse. And the sad thing was that when they did the studies...
Dr. Rogers, let me interrupt. Excuse my voice. Let me interrupt. What do you mean damage a pathway, a toxic pathway? Explain that.
Well, it poisons the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase. It's an inhibitor of that. And that pathway, when you poison that and turn it off, you don't make cholesterol, so your doctor says, oh, your cholesterol level is great. And by the way, that has nothing to do with cholesterol's a Band-Aid. It's a good thing. It's telling you you're in trouble and you better fix it. But you do not want to kill the Band-Aid or the messenger. You want to fix the underlying problem. Anyway, so when they poison that pathway with statins, you also poison the ability of your body to make coenzyme Q10, which can be measured in any lab as well, but most doctors don't assay it. And coenzyme Q10 is sort of like the currency or the of energy in the body. This is how we make the electrons. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, the same toxins, but the electricity has stopped flowing. And this is the electricity. This is how it's made with coenzyme Q10. So that's why when people take statins after a while, they start getting tired or they get other symptoms, and it guarantees you will get Alzheimer's. For example, in order to remember what I just said 2 seconds ago and repeat it word for word, you have to have a certain number of cholesterol molecules. Well, if you go on and start poisoning them for years on end, pretty soon your memory starts going down. And by the way, for example, the leading cholesterol drug, Crestor, rosuvastatin, has a half-life of 19 hours. What does that mean? That means in 12 hours, it's not all gone. It takes 19. That's why you have a very slow, insidious accumulation of it so that you don't get symptoms or side effects maybe for 2, 3, 5, 6 years. So then you don't think your flu-like achiness, your arthritis, your poor memory, your cancer, anything is related to that. You've been taking that forever, and you don't have any problem with that. So that's another whole can of worms. And then people will say, well, wait a minute, but my doctor, he's smart. He's a cardiologist. He swears by it. He says I have to take it. So when I, again, I went back to all the research on which this is based. And what they, I'll get, these are not the actual statistics, but I will dumb them down, pardon the word, just to make them more understandable, but they're very close to reality. In order to, well, first they give 500 people a statin for 5 years. One person has a heart attack. Then they don't give 500 people a statin for 5 years, and two people get a heart attack. So the absolute risk of not taking the statin appears to be 1%, but 2 is half or 50% of 1, and that's what was in the medical journals. The medical journals say in huge letters, doctor, you're practically an idiot if you don't prescribe statins for all your patients because it gives a 36% reduction in cardiovascular risk.
Let me again interject and kind of summarize. You correct me where I'm wrong. This is very important what you're laying out. You're saying in the research for statins, so when your doctor says, hey, if you take this, you lower your chances of a heart attack by 30, 40%. What they're saying is they took 500 people, which isn't a lot of people. 500 people, they could have cherry-picked 500 people. I mean, who knows? I have no idea. It's not very many people. And they took the test, and there was a difference of 1 or 2. And we were talking about those numbers, such small samples, such small numbers, the results look huge. It's like, oh, wow, oh, my gosh. You know, he could have been eating watermelon seeds, those 500 people. Oh, my gosh, the people with watermelon seeds, look, they don't get cancer. Watermelon seeds cure cancer. I mean, it's basically the same logic, correct?
Doctors don't know statistics, and the drug industry counts on their ignorance that they do not, and they do not take the time to read the papers, and the drug industry counts on that as well. So it's a marriage made in heaven. Let's just look at one of the most predictive. We have in our newsletter in the last few years what I call crystal ball tests. They will show if and these have worked for people in their 30s and 40s even, which are now having heart attacks, and women in their 50s. These were unheard of before. Anyway, there are a number of crystal ball tests that show if you will, even if you feel fantastic, show if you are going to be dead in 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, etc. And the beauty of them is they are reversible. The reason docs don't do them, they are reversible only if you have knowledge of God's molecular biochemistry of how the body heals. If you only have knowledge of drugs, which is what we are basically taught in medical school, then you don't know how to fix it, so you ignore it. Point in fact, the coronary calcium score, which we often write about in the newsletter, and in fact we have a place here where people have actually flown in cheaper to get it here than it was, including the flight, than it was, and renting a car than it was to get it in their local place. Anyway, the coronary calcium score shows, it takes less than 5 minutes. You don't take your clothes off. You go under the CT scanner, and it shows the most minute calcifications in your coronary arteries. And it was invented over 30 years ago. And a group of doctors have fought to get it on the American Cardiology list of approved things. And it was only in the last decade that it has gotten on. Because it takes 30 to 50 years. Because you're fighting the guy who makes his living putting in stents. You're fighting the guy who makes his living prescribing statins. And out the door you go in 5 minutes. And you're also fighting the guy who does not know anything about the molecular biochemistry of healing the body and does not have the time to do to learn it either.
Talk about calcification. What does that mean? So a test you can predict or shows calcification in your arteries. What causes that? How is that significant?
Hugely. Again, well, what happens is the artery, I better back us up. Remember the THINK acronym for how to figure out what's wrong with you: toxins, hormones, intestines, nutrient deficiencies, and knowledge gaps.
Yes.
In the toxins, there are 7 categories of toxins that basically create all the cholesterol, et cetera. All the plaque, all the hardening of the arteries, all the stenosis. These categories, and again, these are in the last 2 years of the newsletter, Total Wellness, which is in its 30th year now, 2018 and 2019. These categories include, I like to call them my 7M, because they include medications, mercury, Monsanto, mycotoxins, manufactured fats, manufactured toxins, and managed care. So we've looked at medications, how statins is one group. Look at anything else. So Nexium, a proton pump inhibitor, guarantees you will get a heart attack. Guarantees it. And most people even have a 30% increase in pneumonia when they're in the hospital when it's given. And again, all these facts and the evidence right out of the medical journals are in the last few years of the Total Wellness newsletter, because I am a reference junkie. Anyway, so there are lots of medications.
Thank God you are.
There are lots of medications that promote calcification because medicines all work by poisoning a pathway. When you take a nutrient, you fix multiple pathways. When you take a new medicine, you poison a particular pathway so that a symptom or a blood test is temporarily better. But sooner or later, you run out of the nutrients that detoxify that medicine, and now you get worse trouble and other symptoms as well. So anyway, the second one is mercury. People might say, "Well, I don't have any mercury toxicity." When I wrote the book, How to Cure Diabetes, I came across hundreds of papers, Dan, that said high fructose diet causes diabetes. It's one of the major causes. I thought, wait a minute, fructose, fruit sugar? We're supposed to eat fruits. This is good. What I found, again, this is, I think, in about 5 or 6 years ago in the Total Wellness newsletter, all the evidence. High fructose corn syrup is the basis of the processed food industry, and it's in most people's diets every day. The way it's made is with a special mercury chloralkali process that is equivalent for the average person to having one new mercury amalgam in their mouth every day of their lives.
Wow.
That's a huge amount of mercury, and that is a slow, steady poison for every single enzyme in the body. So, and that's just one food additive. There are many others. MSG has over 24 names. I think we did this like 5 years ago or so in the newsletter. Has over 24 names, one of which is natural flavoring. And we give the evidence how it slowly destroys the brain. Look at all, I mean, I play tennis every day. I play with people who are 20 years younger. They're in their 50s. And they can't remember the score.
Mm.
Because they live on this stuff. And then, oh, they do the, you know, the at lunch they always have to have their diet soda and stuff. Those actually make people hungrier, and they damage a lot of other chemistry because you have to detoxify it. But any, go ahead.
When you see somebody drinking a diet soda, I mean, my goodness, that's just, what does that do to you? What goes through your mind? You want
to
reach out and pull
it out
of their hand or what?
It's too, I'm surrounded by idiots. Can't help it. I just try to ignore, you know.
Well, I think it's important, you know, your information, the level of knowledge that you're at is so high. People listen to you, especially the average American, and it just seems so far off. But, you know, people can take what you're saying and just add little bits. Just take, you know, one or two things that you have said today, people can take into their lives, make a difference. Hey, stop eating high fructose corn syrup. That's one thing. That's a major thing that you could do for your health. Look at everything you eat. Look at all the ingredient labels on all the packages of all the food you buy and say, I am going to commit to, I am not going to eat high fructose corn syrup anymore. And that will make a major difference. And then after you do that, then go to the next thing. Don't you agree?
You made a wonderful point, Dan, because I've been trying to figure out how to bring this to a level that's more usable for the average person. So just remind them that it's corn sugar, corn starch, or just plain sugar, if it doesn't designate. But it'll usually say corn sugar, and then there's corn starch, and of course corn oils, and that comes under the mangled fats, because most of the grocery store oils have been processed with hydrogenation, and now they're covering it up with, well, legal lying, which we've explained in the books and newsletters. Oops, I hear your music.
Yeah, there's the music. Your website for all of these books. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want medical books, these are referenced. These are like, you know, back in the day when your grandparents had encyclopedias and that was a big deal. This is the encyclopedia you need to have. PrestigePublishing.com. All her books are there. Her newsletter. You can subscribe. Very important. What a reference this fantastic medical mind is. Fantastic. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Humana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, the Power Mall. If you're new to the show, again, so many people will be. Now, one of the ways you can always listen to us is talkstreamlive.com. We are transitioning on some of the players and our website, thepowerhour.com. There's a player at the top. You can just click. We're still working on making sure that's going to be, working correctly. But talkstreamlive.com is always available. Thepowermall.com. That's how we're funded and all the great products that we have. And we have many of them on sale. All of Dr. Sherry Rogers' products. And she came up with her own detox cocktail. We'll talk about that on the other side. Good health naturally. Some very good sources of alpha lipoic, the R, Numana food storage is on sale. Vitamair toothpaste is on sale. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. I got something in my throat today. I'm used to get going like, 3 p.m. I mean, I woke up so excited to be on the show this morning. At 11 o'clock, of course, I wake up like 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I can't get back to bed, and I'm just all antsy to be on, so that's why I'm a little, my throat's a little out of sorts. But anyway, check us out at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. The phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail, the full-spectrum vitamin E, the alpha-lipoic acid, all of that at thepowermall.com. Back to Dr. Rogers. Now, is it true? I've heard we've had guests on say that 8 out of 10 heart attack victims actually have a normal blood cholesterol level. Is that true?
Oh, right. And, in fact, I can show you dozens of charts of people who had major heart attacks and all sorts of surgeries and stents, and they never had a high cholesterol, never over 180 in their whole life. And I can show you other people, myself included, because I have the worst family history. My father died at 56, my brother at 41, another brother had a first heart attack at 25. I have had a cholesterol over 500 for years. My LPA, which is supposed to be even a worse indicator, no lab has ever been able to measure because it's too high, and they can't give a value for it. They just say it's over our cutoff. And my coronary calcium score and my cardiac cath are totally zero. And I have no medicines, no symptoms.
Okay.
Yeah, it's meaningless.
Okay. So what you just said, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, when the doctor takes your blood and says, well, your cholesterol is 400 or 500 or whatever they say, your cholesterol is really high, we got to get your cholesterol down. Now, if you had calcification in your arteries, that cholesterol would then start to get trapped on the calcification and start to block your arteries. So then it's not floating around in your blood anymore. So now your blood level goes down instead of it just floating, free flowing through. So basically what you're saying, one of the absolute major diagnoses, one of the major pathways to drugs, to everything is, I mean, I don't want to use this word, but it's a complete lie, complete fraud.
Well, it sort of is, because if you look at what causes arteriosclerosis, we know that it's caused by inflammation, right? And then, and inflammation, what is inflammation? If I have a sliver, I get an inflamed fingertip. Why? It's trying to get rid of it. The body is trying to push it out. So why is there inflammation in the lining of the blood vessels, so that you get coronary artery deposits, so that you get high blood pressure, so that you get erectile dysfunction, so that you get sleep apnea, so that you get diabetes, so that you get all the other things? Because the body is trying to push out or detoxify what's in there. Remember, there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down, and we have so much processed foods. The soils have lost a lot of their nutrients, etc. We've changed the diet of humans immensely. So the nutrient levels are terrible in a lot of people, most people. I review an 11-page essay of all their nutrients to show them, readers on the phone, how they got sick and what they have to do to reverse it. So when there's inflammation, it's merely the detox pathways have been pushed to their limit, and now you have a symptom. And so an easy way to start is with detoxify or die, but there's so much more, because you really have to know. I have watched, oh gosh, hundreds of hours on YouTube of famous cardiologists, and been to their meetings, it's, of course, all over the world, and they're all clueless. They are working blindly.
Dr. Rogers, excuse me, that's a very strong statement.
Well, it's a minefield of medical misinformation, because they go on and on about, and I could name them, but I don't want to say bad things about people in particular, but they have quite high profile, and they go on and on about how they help this or that and what you should eat and what you should do. They never have any proof. They never do 11 pages of the essay, even on themselves, to show me, a discerning physician who's been practicing for 50 years, what the proof is. What are the blood levels of all the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the organic acids that show whether the beauty of organic acids is they're even better than showing a particular mineral or vitamin level. For example, there's a test in that pathway, in that book, or in that test that we tell people in the books how to order for themselves and in the newsletters. There's a test called quinolinate. It shows if your brain is silently deteriorating and you're on your way to Alzheimer's and you don't even know it, you have no symptoms. That is reversed in part by a part of B6, but B6 does not work in the body until it's converted to pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And the only way it can do that is if you have enough zinc, and most people are low in zinc, which, of course, leads to their diabetes, et cetera. But, I mean, this is just one small little area that I'm showing you an example of. Medicine is clueless. They do not. You go to any cardiologist, you have atrial fibrillation. Do they look at your RBC mineral, your RBC selenium, your RBC copper, your RBC? No. These are the things that we have reversed atrial fibrillation with, depending on the person. They do not look at this. My husband and I, my luscious husband, have been married 50 years, God's greatest blessing to me. We have interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 8 years. Not one of them even knows what a tocotrienol is. And that's pretty sad, because tocotrienols are 50% of real vitamin E, not the crap that you find on a nutrient level that just says vitamin E. That's synthetic usually, and it's only alpha tocopherol. It's only one of eight parts. That's dumb. That's like being so dumb you go to the car dealer and say, I want to buy a new car, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts, and I expect it to work. Anyway, one of the many things besides huge evidence that we've given in the last 10 years in the newsletter of how it reverses cancers, et cetera, and salt-sensitive hypersensitivity, et cetera, heart failures, you name it. Another thing that tocotrienols do is, guess what? God never leaves us out. They're HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. Where did you hear that? Oh, yeah, that's how the statins work. They poison that enzyme. Well, you don't poison it. You fix it with tocotrienols. And all this is in the last 5 years of the newsletters, and some of it, a little of it, is in is your cardiologist killing you and the cholesterol hoax and the high blood pressure hoax, because there's so much that people need to learn. And you're right. It's totally responsibility, and I like your dumbing down, if you will, of just cut out corn sugar and cut out the grocery store oils. Just cut out the grocery store oils.
What oil should you cook with? Olive oil is good to cook it, real olive oil?
If it's real and cold pressed, et cetera, and a little bit of coconut, like twice a week, a teaspoon or so, but not this enormous amount that the keto guys are recommending. When I see the labs of these people, their cell membranes are literally choked with fats and starving for the right ones. The right ones are cod liver oil. The best ones come in glass, not capsules.
And you recommend Carlson's. I think that's very important.
Yep.
Don't ever buy cod liver oil or any kind of fish oil in capsules, correct? Carlson's.
Right, because you have no way of knowing if it's rancid, if it's gone bad. And besides that, in the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, they had a article showing all the great things about cod liver oil and what it does to decrease inflammation. But, of course, it can only do it if you have the anchor, which is what, Dan?
Phosphatidylcholine, of course.
You got it, baby. All right.
I'm teachable, Dr. Rogers.
You
teachable.
Are, sweetie. Okay. Anyway, I've never met him, by the way, folks, so we, in person. Anyway, so they gave all the wonderful benefits of cod liver oil, and then they said, ooh, something bad has happened here. Our cod liver oil that we're testing, doing all these experiments on, has gone bad. And at the very, it has become, what's the word, hyperperoxidized, and it just aged. And at the very end, they said, and we thank the people who donated the cod liver oil to us, Nordic Naturals. So, anyway, I'm
and so
very
they just made them look bad. Yeah, so they just made
well,
them
when it
bad.
Comes to when it comes to fats, you want the best stuff in your body you can find, because Dan, we are fat heads. The brain is 60% fat. All of our nerves are covered by a fat sheath. All of our cells are covered by a fat sheath. Like people say, well, you can't heal diabetes. Yeah, you can if you heal the receptor in the cell membrane where the insulin works, or if you heal the actual pancreatic gland that puts out the insulin, but you can't heal anything until you heal the membrane. And so on, and part of that is the cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine, the eight forms of E, the PS, the et cetera. And all this we've gone into in the last 10 years, the newsletter and in books.
Let me transition a little bit.
Okay.
We got about 12 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a quick question about people go look in the mirror and they see a crease in their earlobe where their earring goes. What, you know, we've had many people talk about that. From your perspective, what does that mean? How important is that?
Supposed to mean that, you know, as the face ages, it drops. And, you know, we get jowls and we get the nasolabial folds, you know, the fold that goes from the corner of your nose down to the corner of your mouth, et cetera. And some people age a little faster than others. And so what they tried to correlate years ago, which it worked for some people, but not for everybody. It's sort of like a lot of other things, is that if you have that crease going all the way to the bottom, you already have coronary artery disease. But I can show you a lot of people with creases who don't have any.
Let's go into some of the products if people are going to have questions. You've mentioned several things. We have over the Paramol alpha lipoic acid, the R version, not the stuff that you're going to find in most stores.
R. If they find alpha, alpha is two enantiomers, R and S. The S one, which is 50% of alpha lipoic acid, is not metabolized by the human body. In fact, the body has to work hard to get rid of it. So you only want R lipoic acid, the part that the human body can use. So when you see things again with just plain lipoic acid, you know that they're either they're just trying to save money or they're just ignorant, or they don't care because they figure you'll get rid of the other half.
And how crucial is that lipoic acid, that R version? You have to have that to detox, correct? I mean, you just really do.
Well, it's the fellow who discovered it, who's now deceased, it's a major antioxidant, and it will recycle your vitamin C and E so that once an electron has been stolen off from them, it can give it back so they can be used again as an antioxidant. So it has a lot of good benefits.
All right, let's talk about full-spectrum vitamin E. Vitamin E that you see at the big box stores, it's not only not full-spectrum, more than likely it's going to be unhealthy for you, correct?
Yeah, you need, but real vitamin E is eight entities, eight things. It has eight parts, four tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and four tocotrienols. So you want some of all of those. You want eight things. You want to see those in there.
Okay, the detox cocktail that you kind of came up with, talk about that. That's at the Power Mall also.
In the book Detoxify or Die, we realized that one of the major causes, there are only two causes for all disease, the nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. The body works hard to get rid of it, but it doesn't have enough wherewithal to do it, so then you have symptoms. It's pretty clear. Anyway, one of the major things is that we're exposed to more than 85,000 toxins. We're the most toxic people ever on the planet Earth. So every day you want to say when you go to bed, did I make myself the same, better, or worse in terms of toxins today? So at least do some detox cocktail, which is glutathione, the major detoxifier in the human body, and vitamin C, a major contributor to electrons, and some R-lipoic acid, which helps to recycle some of this and is also an antioxidant. There are many other things and many better forms. It's just, and I have nothing to do with it. It's just someone devised it who was thankful for what we did for them, and they said, somebody should make your detox cocktail so that people don't have to make their own, as we explained in Detoxify or Die, how to do it. So they went ahead and made the detox cocktail.
Let me ask you about phosphatidylcholine. You mentioned that in terms of with Carlson's cod liver oil in glass, very good source. I'm sure there's a couple others, but that's one that you recommend. That combined with the phosphatidylcholine, how important, essential, correct?
Well, yeah, we see this mistake all the time. Cardiologists are starting to learn a teensy bit about the molecular biochemistry of the body, and they know that cod liver oil is important. But then they tell people to go out and get any old form or use capsules or use the prescription one, which is even worse. And what happens is they're so ignorant, and I hate to say that, but they are. They're absolutely clueless about God's molecular biochemistry, because what they don't realize is you can take cod liver oil until the cows come home, but if you don't have the anchor for it in the cell membrane to hold it in there, then it doesn't do anything, and that's phosphatidylcholine, powder form, not capsules. And there are other parts of the ankle, phosphatidylserine, et cetera. And, you know, the newsletter is only 80 cents a week. If a person can't spend 80 cents a week for their health, boy, I guess, for example, when you get your lipid levels, the doctor's focused on cholesterol. Well, just look at your triglyceride level, and then look at your HDL. The triglyceride to the HDL should be less than 2. If the triglyceride is higher than twice the HDL, you're already starting coronary artery disease. And that's an easy thing, and everybody has access to their record, but the doctors don't know how to use it. They never look at the HDL, triglyceride to HDL ratio.
So if I look at my chart, I look at my triglyceride number and compare it to HDL. If the HDL number is half,
greater than half, then you're in much better shape than whatever the cholesterol. Cholesterol is a band-aid. It's a messenger. All medicine does is shoot the messenger.
Boy, you just said a mouthful. Say that again. I should write that on the wall. Oh my gosh, say that again.
Well, medicine shoots the messenger. If you have high blood pressure, then they try to kill it with drugs. Beta blockers, diuretics, et cetera. If you have a high cholesterol, they try to kill it with a statin, Crestor, and the non-statins are even worse, Zetia. That inhibits your absorption of all your fats. And it may sound great, but like I say, the brain is 60% fat, so guess what goes pretty soon.
Let me ask you about calcium, because there's, you know, again, I make fun of the big box stores, but you can go get cheap calcium lactate, citrate, all carbonate.
Uh-huh.
How important is a real good source of calcium? Because
calcium
is everywhere in this
country. We never recommend it. We never prescribe it. Never. You get so much calcium in your diet. But the thing that, like I'll see on this assay that our readers do, they will have a sky-high calcium. And then I see they have a low zinc, a low magnesium, a normal low D. No one has looked at their vitamin K. These all have to do with making sure the calcium does not land on the cell, on the coronary artery membrane.
So talk about magnesium. Talk about magnesium. I think we're
magnesium.
Chronically deficient.
You need to be at least 55 or whatever, and you have to make sure you get the RBC, the intracellular. The serum is worthless, and we've documented this over and over. It's a major cause of a heart attack, main heart attack. A lot of times people, I'll see levels that are so low that they were so lucky that they didn't have a heart attack and die, and you can't be resuscitated because there's not enough magnesium to make the heart work. Mm. And this is in the book, I think, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And also in the high blood pressure hoax, and probably in the cholesterol hoax as well.
To prove your point, in your book, I have your book right here, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? When people have a heart attack, some hospitals, they immediately pump magnesium into you, and some don't. But the ones who do get the magnesium, they have a much better chance of survival, correct?
Right, and the real survival is what? What we described in the 2011 Total Wellness Newsletter, 2011, heparin. We have so many people who would not be alive if they had not given immediate injection to themselves of heparin for a heart attack, a pulmonary embolus, and a stroke. Because the thing that kills is that clot. And by the time you get to the hospital, forget it. I mean, if you call the EMT, they fiddle around for 20 minutes checking your blood pressure, et cetera, and getting all sorts of stats and whatnot. Time is of the essence. And heparin has been a huge, and people need to be able to get a prescription from it. We tell them how in the newsletters from their doctor so that they can have, I recommend anybody over 50 have it in their gym bag, their tennis bag, their golf bag, their every place, their purse, their locker, their desk, their car, because you never know when you're going to need it. That and magnesium have saved many lives.
Mm. We have a couple minutes left. In conclusion, I think a lot of people hear you, especially for the first time. You may talk some of it over their head. They may have no idea what you just said, but it sounds interesting. They want to learn more. Then go to Prestige Publishing and get their books. Your books are written so well, at least the ones that I have, are written so well. And so you break it down to such a good level. So I would encourage people to do that. But for people listening who haven't acted upon your great knowledge base, where's the place they can start?
You might start with Detoxify or Die, because that shows you how we get... Most people don't think they're toxic. And yet, remember, inflammation is the number one cause of all disease. The body is inflamed. If it's the pancreas, the blood vessels, the heart vessels, etc., wherever it is, and that leads to whatever your diagnosis is, from cancer to heart to osteoarthritis, whatever. And it's the body's ability to try to get rid of things so they can see. And plus it has cartoons to make it easier for the person who's not used to reading. Because as the educators are showing, the IQ, everything is going down. And that's partly because there's more lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium in the food supply, in the environment. And these all damage this chemistry as well. It goes.
Will the detox cocktail, will that help get out mercury, lead, and arsenic?
It's relative to what the whole package is that that person has. 2 to 1, they need a lot more, and that's where. And but then you start to see that, wow, just like Dan was saying, I have responsibility. I have some control. I really have some control over this, and our goal is just to make people too smart to fail.
Oh, I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured that out, what exactly what Dr. Sherry Rogers just said, your health is your responsibility, because the institutions that we've relied on, they're, I wouldn't necessarily give them a passing grade. And I don't think Dr. Rogers would too either. Thank you so much, Dr. Rogers. God bless you. Till next time.
All the best to you too, Dan.
Charlotte Iserby on the other side.
No, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Parnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.